Two of the seven members of the Historic Preservation Board have expressed concern about the new design and whether the remodel would jeopardize the building from being on the National Register of Historic Places. Even so, city staff doesn't think the project will be appealed and is recommending that demolition commence. City Manager Diane Foster says staff wants to give the City Council a heads up that there is the possibility of an appeal.
We're moving forward with demolition on the interior because we've got a reasonable schedule, but it's a pretty tight schedule in order to get the Santee open for Sundance, and so staff wants to move ahead with the demolition. However, there is a small possibility that it could be appealed, and in the case where it would be appealed, which would go to the Board of Adjustment, and then it could be appealed from there to the 3rd District Court, there is a small possibility that the appeal could say, no, it's not consistent with historic preservation guidelines, et cetera, and you have to redesign. And in that case, there is a very tiny risk that the project could be delayed.
The thinking, she says, is that the city is not taking a huge risk here by going ahead.
The Historic Preservation Board, 5 of the 7 members, were very supportive of it being consistent with historic guidelines. We've got outside consultants who've looked at its consistency with the Department of Interior's historic preservation guidelines. We've had the state look at it. So staff believes that we've covered our bases on this one.
With the construction schedule already tight, Foster says they'll move forward with demolition, and worst case, if the project is successfully appealed and requires a redesign, that the majority of construction could continue. In other business Thursday, the City Council is expected to approve a $4.3 million contract to begin that demolition work. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.